This is Lake Effect from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. It seems that summer has finally returned to Milwaukee, and with it, there are a myriad of summer festivals. For the past couple of years, many organizations have been leery of having large gatherings due to the pandemic. Some festivals continued with extra precautions, while others canceled altogether. But this year, most of our favorite local festivals have returned. Milwaukee Record recently released its Summer Festival Guide, and co-founder Matt Wild joins me now to talk about it. Matt, as always, thank you for being here on Lake Effect.
Thank you for having me once again.
There is a lot to look forward to this summer. We're going to go through it month by month. There is, of course, some stuff that's happening this May, but I'd like to start with June because that's really when things heat up.
Absolutely. And, just before we even begin, it's been such a pleasure seeing all of these festivals and all of these music series and all of these beer gardens and on and on and on. It's been so wonderful to see them all pop up again. And after being gone for so long, for sometimes, for a full 2 years, it's great seeing everything, most everything pretty much back. So yes, it all begins in June. You've got things like Pride Fest. That, for me, is kind of like the unofficial beginning of like the big festival season. Pride Fest, of course, takes place on the Summerfest grounds, Henry Mayer Festival Park. That is June 2nd through the 4th, and that kind of kicks things off on the Summerfest grounds. And from there, it's just full force. Every other week, there's something there, whether it's Summerfest, of course, which this year we'll get to, is split over three different weekends. The cultural festivals that are all happening there, which are all back, all really except, I think, Festa Italiana won't be back this year, but most of them will be. So yeah, it's great to see kind of Pride Fest June 2nd through the 4th, kind of kicking things off down at the Summerfest grounds.
All right, so a lot that's happening this June. Of course, Pride Fest is a standard favorite here in Milwaukee. As we get into July, what are some of the big local festivals that are going to be returning?
Well, it's nice to see some of the fireworks celebrations returning, especially the city of Milwaukee. Lakefront fireworks are returning July 3rd. That's certainly a big one. But there are, a lot of like smaller things that are kicking off in July. There's Bastille Days. That's coming back July 14th through the 17th. That was just announced recently. Bastille Days is going to be a little smaller this year than it had been in previous years. It's been off since the beginning of the pandemic. There was no Bastille Days in 2020 or 2021. So they'll be back this year with kind of a smaller budget. They won't have the giant Eiffel Tower that's being repaired, I believe, at this point. But they're still doing the Storm the Bastille run and all of that. So it's great to have that back down at Cathedral Square Park, July 14th through the 17th. Speaking of Cathedral Square Park, Jazz in the Park is back this year for the first time in 2 years. That is on Thursday nights, beginning July 21st and going through September 29th. That Jazz in the Park, my gosh, has been going on for, 25, 30 years at this point. It is just kind of a long-standing Milwaukee summer staple. And there's some big things that are returning as well. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show is coming back to the Milwaukee Lakefront and Milwaukee Skies July 23rd and 24th. So if you are a big fan of that, you have that to look forward to. If you have pets, hide your pets for those days, because at least my pets, my cat, does not enjoy the Air and Water Show, but I know a lot of folks do. So that's coming back. And then you have things like the River West 24. That's coming back in full force. It was sort of back last year, but it's great to see it again this year. That's July 29th and the 30th. And that weekend in July, kind of weekend in July is just slam-packed with stuff, as always. There's the River West 24. German Fest is July 29th through the 31st down at the Summerfest grounds. Brady Street Festival is July 30th. Milwaukee Brew Fest in McKinley Park, that's July 30th. And even, you have these smaller kind of little block parties. Puddler's Hall, great little bar in Bayview. They're having a rock party, block party, also on July 30th. So it's always that last weekend of July when there's just about 8,000 things going on. And like I said before, it is wonderful to see that.
It promises to be really packed at the end of July. And as we get into what some consider the dog days of summer, as we get into August, there are yet again really a lot of different festivals, events that you can go to, I guess, celebrate the end of the summer, but certainly celebrate the last kind of moments that you can where people have time off.
Absolutely. And the month of August kicks off with a big one, the Wisconsin State Fair at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. That is August 4th through the 14th. The State Fair was back last year, I believe, but did not happen in 2020. State Fair is just this wonderful, delightful, weird, wild, great thing where you can get stuff on a stick, see live music, see some lumberjacks, and see some dogs jumping in water, and, you know, also, like, renew your hunting and fishing license all at the same time. The State Fair has it all. Always a big fan of that. And check out a lot of livestock as well. And who doesn't love to do that? August 6th, you have the Black Arts Festival at Henry Mayer Festival Park. That's returning this year. And you have a bunch of other smaller festivals, too. Center Street Days Festival, which, of course, takes place on Center Street. That is returning August 13th. You've got cultural festivals like Irish Fest. That is back August 18th through the 21st. And just on and on and on. There's a Bloody Mary Festival at Pfizer Forum Plaza, the Deer District out there. You've got Mexican Fiesta. That's back at the end of August, August 26th through 28th. Milwaukee Oktoberfest, don't forget about that. That is also August 26th through the 28th. That's at the War Memorial Center downtown. Like you said, it is kind of the dog days of summer. Things are sort of winding down, but there's just a ton of stuff. And even if you go beyond Milwaukee, you have other county fairs. You have the Kenosha County Fair. That's going on as well. Oconomowoc has a big festival of the arts. That's happening. And I don't know, just on and on and on. Plenty of stuff in August.
As you look over the lineup this summer, what are some of the events that you are most excited about?
I got really excited when Summerfest announced their big lineup because in years past, Summerfest releases, you know, these, you know, 8,000 names all at once. And it's just such a delightful mix of just different genres and different eras. And it makes no sense. And it's just, it's delightful. It was great to see Summerfest back, you know, announcing this very, very Summerfest-y Summerfest lineup, which, you know, covers, like I said, everything from like classic rock to kind of 80s and 90s alternative rock to slightly more modern things. And then, you know, a couple of, you know, real modern day superstars in there as well. I've aged into the Summerfest demographic of all the bands that I want to see are playing at 4 o'clock on a Tuesday. So that's how old I am at this point, and I'm really embracing that. So I'm really looking forward to a day. I forget when it is exactly, but it's, you know, bands like the Melvins and the Breeders, and they're all playing in the middle of the afternoon. And what a treat for old folks like myself. So yeah, I'm always delighted by Summerfest, and I think it's one of their better lineups in a long time. You know, kind of forgetting the past few pandemic years, which were a little off and a little pared down. I think it's really strong, and they've got a lot of, you know, really interesting groups in there, and there's kind of stuff I want to see every single day. So looking forward to that for sure.
All right. Well, it promises to be a great summer to get back out into the community for some of us who have been staying inside the last couple of years. As always, Matt Wild, thank you for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thank you once again for having me.
Matt Wild is the co-founder of Milwaukee Record and a regular contributor to Lake Effect at WUWM.com. You can find more of our conversations with him. You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at WUWM.com.